From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer. Shopping was steady and strong across the country today, a better-than-expected turnout, despite fears that this holiday season could be terrible for retailers. The good news sent retail stocks higher in trading today. Industry observers predicted the sluggish economy and nagging fears of terrorism could keep shoppers home. But as NPR's Jackie Northam reports from Chicago, people were lined up early and looking for bargains.
Good morning. How are you? Hello, Candy Cane Man. How are you?
On an otherwise dreary November morning, Sean Bryan stands out in a crowd. He's dressed as a toy soldier, wearing a bright red military jacket and a circle of rouge on each cheek. Bryan can simultaneously greet people, pose for pictures, and negotiate several strollers through the doors of toy store FAO Schwartz here on Michigan Avenue in the heart of Chicago. This is called the Magnificent Mile, a prime retail shopping area with upscale stores like Tiffany's, as well as books and music shops. Normally it's jammed with day after Thanksgiving shoppers. Bryan says he wasn't sure what to expect when the doors opened just after 9 this morning.
It was actually pretty slow. It's starting to pick up now, but it was surprisingly spare here on Michigan Avenue. I mean, there were a lot of gaps where there was nobody, and then suddenly people would show up in droves, but now it's becoming more steady.
In fact, the toy store is quickly filling up with little people and big kids, or parents, checking out huge displays of stuffed animals, Barbie dolls, and easy bake ovens. Like other stores, the toy shop is carefully watching consumer behavior today. The National Retail Federation predicts the increase in holiday sales will only be half what it was last year. There's been a slump in sales since September 11th. Retailers have lost an estimated $5 billion since the terrorist attacks. There have been widespread layoffs in the manufacturing and service industries, and many people are staying away from public places for fear of another attack. Given that, Katie McKay, the general manager of FAO Schwartz, says she's pleased with today's turnout.
We're trending on an hourly basis exactly the way we want it to be. We are selling at a steady rate, all of our top sellers. The really great thing, though, is that anything that we're sold out today, we're hoping to be in stock in by early next week. So I have 5 more trucks arriving next week of toys.
There are very few items on sale at FAO Schwartz. That's a reversal from most other retail stores, which often mark down prices the day after Thanksgiving to draw in customers and get the holiday shopping season off to a good start.
They're zeroed out, so they're the last price, which was $98.97. I've been keeping an eye on these.
Susan Konetsky peers at a tag on a pair of suede trousers and tries to figure out the final price. There's a pile of clothes at the end of the checkout counter that she's accumulated since she arrived here at Marshall Field's department store just after 8 this morning. Konetsky says this is the first time she's ever gone shopping on the day after Thanksgiving, and she's having a great time looking for sales.
I just got a skirt that was $500 for $45. Well, I would imagine everything that I just bought was probably way over $1,000.
Konetsky thinks the prices are so low because the store wants to clear its inventories, and she says, because the economy is slow. But that argument isn't true in the exclusive designer name area of Marshall Fields, says sales clerk Florence Pushker.
On the contrary, usually this floor, which is the most expensive floor, doesn't have customers until around 10:30, but I had customers at 7:30 this morning, which was new for us here, which is sort of surprising.
Pushker says everything is out of kilter this year, and like every other merchant pinning their hopes on this traditional start to the holiday season, she's curious what the store's final tally for today will be. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Chicago.